On today's episode of Locked On Pirates, the MLB draft is behind us. All-Star Weekend is behind us, which means the second half of the season is in full swing for your Pittsburgh Pirates. And it was pretty clear after the draft that the Pirates had a certain thing in mind about what they wanted to do during this draft, and Ben Cherington did it to a T. Also on today's episode, we're going to talk about the second half briefly. We're going to take a little look at what the Pirates have ahead of them in the second half, what needs to happen in the second half of the season, and why the second half of the 2022 season is very important for what the Pirates are trying to do in the future. With all that said, my name is Ethan Smith, your host who does the most here at the Locked On Pirates podcast, where it is your team, your Pittsburgh Pirates, every single day. Today is Wednesday, July 20th. It is a phenomenal Wednesday here this afternoon. And with that said, today's episode is brought to you by Blue Nile and BetOnline. More on them later. But let's get into today's episode.
You are Locked On Pirates, your daily Pittsburgh Pirates podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And welcome to that Pirates podcast, everybody. I am, of course, your host who does the most, Ethan Smith. Hope you all are having a phenomenal Wednesday, July 20th here in Savannah, Georgia, where it is once again raining. Hopefully, again, you guys like the backdrop. Hopefully, you enjoyed the Locked On MLB host hangout last night. Of course, the All-Star game was last night, as well as the American League continued their reign of terror on the All-Star game, winning 9 in a row, as I tweeted out last night about the last time the National League won the event. You know, Joel Hanrahan and Andrew McCutchen were the Pittsburgh Pirates All-Stars that year. Of course, Hanrahan was having a phenomenal year, and McCutchen, his MVP season would come the next year. So, of course, the Pirates have had a while to think about that, and the National League has as well. But we're not here to talk about the All-Star game much today. That has passed. Those festivities are now gone. Of course, on the ticker on the bottom on YouTube, make Locked On Pirates your hashtag first listen of the day every single day. You could follow me on Twitter at MVP underscore Ethan and at Locked On Pirates for all of your coverage of the Pittsburgh Pirates, the minor leagues, and baseball news all year round. And the Pittsburgh Pirates draft is done, dusted, and over. Ben Cherington has yet another draft under his belt, another draft where it appears that he did a very good job. We already talked about Tamar Johnson a lot on Monday with Gary Morgan. If you have not checked that video out, please do so. Tamar Johnson was a phenomenal pick by the Pittsburgh Pirates. I think they get arguably the most pure bat in the entire draft, so I was very, very happy about that. But the story of this draft was not so much Tamar Johnson. Now, he will be whenever he's called up or whenever he's getting close and if he produces the way that we think he's going to. The story of this draft was in two areas for the Pirates, I think. And the first being college pitching. Now, the Pirates did a phenomenal job taking college pitching, I think, and I really want to emphasize their day three picks. Their day three picks, 11 through 20, is where they really knocked it out of the park here, I think. You get Dominic Piracci out of Salve Regina College to kick off the 11th round at pick 320. 21-year-old starting pitcher. Dude strikes people out at will. He had 160 strikeouts in 100 innings at Salve Regina College. And then if you also go look at the summer league numbers that he had 79 strikeouts in 59 innings pitched. Dude is a strikeout machine. Casey Hunt would follow out of Mississippi State, a guy whose numbers didn't look too great at Mississippi State in his 3 years, 42 innings, 6.86 ERA. Okay. But in 40 and two-thirds innings, 3.32 ERA, struck out 53 batters while walking 14. And you know, Ethan loves to mention how much he loves strikeout to walk rates. And he's only 22. So you like to see that. Miguel Fulgencio, I believe is how you pronounce his name, a lefty out of Cali Community College, already 23 years old. And, you know, really fun to see him. Of course, not too much to stand here. A whip of 1.131, 6'1", 205, 20 combined innings in summer league play in 2021 and 2022, striking out 30 and walking 6. Then again, another pitcher, Julian Bosnick out of South Carolina, another 20-plus-year-old guy with a 2.51 ERA and 57 and one-thirds innings pitched, 85 strikeouts, 33 walks. And it's actually nice because Julian Bosnick, by the way, joins Justin Mize as a Pirates draft pick from the Pittsburgh area in 2021 from last year. So very cool story there. And it didn't stop. It didn't stop from there. Round 15 saw Seitler get picked. He ended up, he wasn't a pitcher, but he was 6'5". This is where that kind of stopped. But then right back into round 16, they get Nick Somiglio, a catcher out of Rutgers. Jacob Deese, right-handed pitcher out of Houston. Elijah Birdsong out of Pacific University, another pitcher. Yoel Tejada is the guy that a lot of people are talking about and raving about here. Yet another two-way player for the Pittsburgh Pirates in the system to come along. Bubba Chandler, who has topped triple digits on the mound as a reliever, 19 years old, and the dude is awesome. He's a prep kid. And he's probably going over slot, but we'll see what they do with him. He can play third base. He can pitch. And the Pirates have yet another guy to think about when it comes to the two-way player stuff. And then they ended the draft with Joshua Loshorn out of Long Island University. And you kind of heard the consistency of what the Pirates were trying to do here. And honestly, college pitching and position players were where this team went super heavy. You had Tamar Johnson. You had Thomas Harrington. You had a lot of these guys that got drafted that we'll possibly get into a little bit more the rest of this week and going into next week. But I think Ben Cherington put a clear emphasis on the idea that he wanted to get a lot of position players and also feed this entire system with pitching, but not just only pitching in general, college pitching. Now, you might think that the difference between college pitching and high school pitching is not that big of a deal. But before we get into that and how that could help the Pirates in the long run, I want to let you guys know about the wonderful people over at Blue Nile. At Blue Nile, you can celebrate all of life's special moments, from creating the custom engagement ring of her dreams to gifting a classic and timeless jewelry piece, all at prices you won't find at a traditional jeweler. There are two parts to this business. You have wedding jewelry and everyday fine jewelry. Whether you're ready to pop the question or you're celebrating a milestone moment, fine jewelry is unique as her with the modern convenience of online shopping at BlueNile.com. Blue Nile has simple online tools that let you choose the diamond shape, size, and clarity, as well as setting style. Blue Nile's bench jewelers will then handcraft her perfect engagement ring. Each ring is one of a kind. And if you're looking for fine jewelry but having trouble choosing, Blue Nile has jewelry experts on hand 24/7. They are available via phone or chat to help you find a memorable gift at every budget, and you can make your moments sparkle with jewelry from BlueNile.com. And going on now is the Blue Nile Anniversary Sale. Save up to 40%. On classic fine jewelry pieces and 25% on engagement ring settings. Plus, every order is insured, ships free, and arrives in discreet packaging that won't give away what's inside. So shop stress-free and find your forever piece and go to BlueNile.com today. Today's episode is also brought to you by the NFL Top 50 for the Locked On Podcast Network. Which NFL stars move the betting line the most? Starting July 18th and going on now, Locked On gives you the 50 most valuable players in the NFL from the odd makers at Bet Online. Available July 18th through when they're finished on the Locked On NFL Network, wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. So going back to what I was talking about earlier about the main difference between high school pitching and college pitching. You heard the ages of a lot of these guys that I was mentioning, 22, 21, 23, 22, 22, all around that era, right? So I'm 23. So you could think that these guys are already around my age group. They are going to be up here a lot quicker than a high school pitcher would be. Simple math. Now, why does that help the Pirates in the long run? I think what Ben Cherington is starting to see here now is that the Pirates are getting close to contending. That's the right word that I wanted to use. I think they're realizing that they're getting close. You have Key Brian Hayes, you have Brian Reynolds, you have David Bednar, you have O'Neill Cruz, Henry Davis is in the wings, Leover Peguero, Nick Gonzalez, Quinn Priester, Mike Burrows, all the guys you could think of prospects-wise are going to be up here soon. You've got a heavy dose of it this year with Sawinski, Mitchell, Hoy Park, Marcano, Castro, even at points, Contreras, Yuri De Los Santos. The Pirates are doing what you need to do during a rebuild right now. They're creating layers of prospects. So right now, as I've said before, you're in the O'Neill Cruz era. The O'Neill Cruz, Rowanzi Contreras, De Los Santos era. And then you have all the players that fall under that. The next one will be the Henry Davis / Leover Peguero and Nick Gonzalez and Quinn Priester era, where you're going to get a lot of these top prospects that you have in the system right now up here. And that's when I think you're going to really feel what the Pirates are pushing towards. Now, why is this so important? Well, you don't have to pay these guys, and you know the Pirates don't like to spend money. You don't have to pay these guys right away. And also, if you look at the ETAs of the top five guys in the system, 2024 for Henry Davis, Cruz and Gonzalez are both 2022, but I think we see Nick Gonzalez next year. Priester and Peguero are 2023. So that says over the next 2 years or so that the Pirates are going to be doing numbers and bringing these guys up, while all the guys that they're drafting this year, Termar Johnson, all these college pitchers will come in and be able to supplement this team. Now, I even want to take it farther past the fifth pick or top five guys, Rodriguez, Andy Rodriguez, 2024. Matt Frazier, number 9, 2022. Mike Burrows, 2023. Jared Jones, 2024. Swaggerty, 22. Majinski, 23. Jiwon Bae, 22. Nicholas, 23. Triolo, 23. Smith and Jigba, 22. Hudson Head, 24. Martin, 22. Nolasco, 24. Mitchell, 22. 23, 23. All the way at the bottom. There's not a lot of guys that are 2025 ETA'd in the top part of the system now. In the top 10, the only two guys that are in the top 10 right now for the Pirates that are ETA of 2025 are Bubba Chandler and Anthony Solometto. That means they're going to be getting their top guys. So these guys that I mentioned that they drafted, these college pitchers, the plethora of college pitchers that the Pirates decided to draft, are going to be able to supplement these top prospects, say, in 2024, 2025. Well, then you also have Anthony Solometto, Bubba Chandler, Lonnie White Jr., Hudson Head, Brennan Malone, Shaylin Polanco, even at that point, will be coming up. It's an exciting time to be a Pirates fan because I think Ben Cherington at this point is finally getting into his realm of what he wants to do. I think he's finally seeing, okay, the Pirates aren't great. I mean, you look at where they sit record-wise, they sit at 39-53. That's not a playoff team, but that's not awful. Okay? The Pirates are this close, though, to when all these prospects come up, all these college pitchers are going to be able to supplement so well, as long as things go well, and give time to these other guys. And it's going to where it's going to bulk up this team is the bullpen, I really think. I think a lot of these guys are going to be starting pitchers, but I think they're going to get called up into the bullpen and really help this team move forward into contention again. Because Even Jeff Carr at Locked On Reds and other hosts have told me they expect the Pirates to be contending next year. And if the Pirates want to do that, they need immediate impacts from these prospects and prospects that are going to be up here sooner. And they did just that with drafting a ton of college pitchers. The position players are always going to take a little bit longer, I think. I always say that. Pitchers do usually take a while, too. But I really like this strategy from Mitch Harrington. I think he did a phenomenal job at picking his strategy. He picked the strategy he wanted. He took it, and he applied it. He got the best pure hitter in the draft again. He's done that the last 2 years with Nick Gonzalez and Henry Davis. He wanted college pitching that could have a closer immediate impact than high school pitching. He did that. And ultimately, every time that Ben Cherington was asked about how he attacked this draft, he just took the best player available. And it just so happened to be a lot of pitchers. You like that as a Pirates fan, because in the system, they have a ton of position players right now. I can tell you that. I mean, you heard the guys I mentioned, four of the top five guys in the system and seven of the top nine are position players. They needed pitching. They did. I know I talked about not drafting for need, but as far as the system goes, they needed pitching in this system and they got it. And they did a very good job at doing it. Check out Lindsey Crosby over at Locked On MLB Prospects as well. I feel like he's going to have a lot of good things to say about this Pittsburgh Pirates draft class. And maybe even tomorrow, maybe I'll do an updated top 30 prospects list of what I expect for the Pirates to do, because Juan O'Neill Cruz will be leaving this list very soon. So that'll be pretty interesting to follow. But 5 years down the line, if you want to bet on Termar Johnson to win Rookie of the Year in the National League, make sure you go to betonline.net. BetOnline.net is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your betting needs. Find all your favorite sports and events at the number one online source for odds, lines, and games. Find reviews and news of every league, including Major League Baseball, the NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all of your sporting wagering information, from live in-game betting, sports and podcasts, and they have you covered everywhere you need to be this betting season. So head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to learn more about the action happening today and this weekend. The Pirates start playing baseball again against the Miami Marlins, and BetOnline is where the game starts. And we will be right back. Alrighty. To end off today's episode, the second half of the season is upon us. Of course, as I mentioned, the Pittsburgh Pirates, of course, will be taking on the Miami Marlins to start their second half of the year. And also mentioned before, 39-54, not 39-53. I'm sorry about that. Sorry that that graphic went away. Then they play the Cubs and the Phillies to round out the month. Honestly, kind of shocking, but the Pirates do have a nationally televised game again this month against the Philadelphia Phillies next Saturday, July 30th on Fox. They look like that'll be a pretty fun game to watch. But when you're looking at the second half of the season for the Pirates, which features some fun series, I mean, they'll play the Orioles, the up-and-coming Orioles, here in just a few weeks. They still have some games against the Red Sox. They play the Braves again. So lots of good teams on the schedule. The Blue Jays are even on the schedule here twice. They also play the Yankees again. It's going to be a fun, interesting part of the season, I think, for the Pirates in the second half. Now, there's still plenty of baseball to be played here. And I really think at this point for the Pirates, their main goal needs, and I stress this enough, just keep progressing towards what you're trying to build right now. What do I mean by that? I would love to see O'Neill Cruz pick things up and stop struggling, but I also do understand that he's a rookie. He's going to struggle. That's just how it is. The four strikeouts Sunday were very annoying. Not too many rookies strike out four times, though, and come back and get an RBI single in the ninth, a crucial RBI single in the ninth inning like that and like he did, and adjust and get a nice hit. Also, I want to see Brian Reynolds come back healthy. Clearly their best position player right now. Key Brian Hayes having a solid season, slashing 251, 325, 356, and 681 with a 2.9 WAR. You'd also be very surprised at the fact that the Pirates, in terms of wins above replacement, do not have many guys in the negative. We look at the guys that are a positive, and there are negative guys, Smith and Jigba, Bly Madris, Andrew Knapp, who was on the team earlier, Swaggerty, Perez, Park, Tyler Heineman, Josh Van Meter, Cal Mitchell, Yoshi Tsutsugo, of course, has the worst WAR on the team at a 1.2, negative 1.2, Diego Castillo, but Jack Sawinski, 1.2 WAR, O'Neal Cruz, 0.9, Michael Chavis, 0.6, so not anything crazy to write home about, but it's nice to see that some of these guys are making impacts where on the stat sheet that you wouldn't normally see. Now, as far as the position players go, just start hitting the damn baseball better. This offense needs to just be way more efficient. It needs to be. It really does. And that's where I think most of the growth from this team needs to be sought out, is they need to start really pushing this offense to better heights. Sorry, I leaned towards the screen there a little bit here on YouTube. I was just making sure that everything was still good. But this offense needs to be consistently better. Of course, you guys have heard me mention about out-hitting opponents and winning, scoring more than five runs and winning. The Pirates are a good team when they're hitting the baseball well. That's usually just how baseball works. Some teams can get away with it. Pirates are not one of those teams. They have to perform well day in and day out with the roster currently constructed. So that's what I'm looking for in the second half, is just more offensive consistency from the offense. Now, as far as defense goes, you have JT Brubaker in pitching-wise. JT Brubaker having a very phenomenal year thus far. 4.02 ERA, 97 strikeouts. He's doing a phenomenal job. Jose Quintana here in the second half, I fully expect him to be traded pretty soon. Mitch Keller has brought that ERA down a lot. So you look at the starting pitching, and Keller actually, of the top pitchers right now on the roster that have seen starts, actually has the highest ERA at a 4.55, but that's good. You'll take that all day. Zach Thompson, 4.09 ERA. Roansy Contreras, who we expect to be back soon, a 3.78 ERA. So you like to see that. You like to enjoy that kind of thing. So that's what I want to see from the pitching. I just want to see the starters be consistent like they have been. And I want to see the bullpen get back to its ways. The bullpen, when the year started, phenomenal. I love the bullpen when the year first started. I absolutely adored what the bullpen was doing. But things, of course, shut down a little bit. You've had Anthony Bonda, Heath Hembree, Dylan Peters, Chris Stratton have all struggled. So we'll see if the bullpen can pick it up. So to clarify just briefly, which we will get into this a little bit more tomorrow and Friday, offensive consistency and pitching consistency. I think that's the two biggest things with this team. Defensively, they're all right. I think they're doing well. But with that said, guys, thank you so much for tuning into the Locked On Pirates podcast today. I know it's a shorter episode than usual, but slow news day, but thank you so much for tuning in today. I am, of course, your host, Ethan Smith, who does the most. Make sure you go check out Locked On MLB Prospects with Lindsey Crosby. He'll be talking everything you need to know about the MLB draft as it is concluded and what prospects to keep an eye on in the Pirate system and around baseball. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We will see you guys again tomorrow, and I will see you on the flip side.